The United Nations and the United States are raising alarms about a conflict in western Sudan that has forced hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. Some 90,000 people already have crossed the border into Chad, which is struggling to aid the refugees. The fighting in western Sudan has intensified, even as hopes are rising that the government and Sudanese rebels in the south are close to completing a peace agreement to end Africa's longest-running civil war, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
After a recent trip to Chad, the UN Special Envoy on Sudan called on donor countries to fund his emergency plan, reached by cell phone in Geneva. Tom Eric Vralson said he's trying to move the refugees deeper into Chad and provide them with food, shelter, and medical supplies.
The refugees are virtually on the border, and they are subject to cross-border raids, looting, and so on. So for their security, we want to move them. It is urgent. It is urgent to get the support. It is urgent for us to be able to buy the food.
The Norwegian diplomat has appealed for $4.3 million for the next few months. Vralson says he's having trouble gaining access to western Sudan, a mainly Muslim region known as Darfur, where two rebel movements have been fighting the Islamic government in Khartoum and government-backed Arab militias. At a conference on Sudan in Washington, John Prendergast of the International Crisis Group put the blame on Sudan's government, which is waging war in the West just as it finalizes a peace deal with the main rebel group in the South, the Sudan People's Liberation Army, or SPLA.
Just as the government and the SPLA are on the doorstep of change, they're ready to enter the sort of glorious new edifice called a peaceful Sudan. Well, the entire west wing of the edifice has caught fire, threatening to send the government back to the international doghouse for some of the same violations for which it was responsible in the south.
The top U.S. diplomat in Sudan, Gerard Gallucci, also told the meeting at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars that the Darfur conflict shows Sudan hasn't changed its tactics. He rejected Sudan's explanation that rebel groups in Darfur started the latest conflict. Gallucci accused the Khartoum government of fueling the fighting by only considering a military solution.
That, as we all know, did not work. They suffered some embarrassing defeats. The government then went out and enlisted the Janjaweed and the Arab militias. That didn't work out so well either. And now it appears the government is seeking a military solution by upping the ante.
Another senior State Department official who asked not to be named told reporters that it seems the leopard hasn't changed its spots. The official warned the U.S. won't sign on to a Potemkin village peace. But while the U.S. is stepping up pressure on Sudan, officials are also suggesting that it might be easier to solve the Darfur conflict once the North and South formalize their power and wealth-sharing agreements. The U.N.'s Tom Eric Vralson said the agreement could be applied to Darfur.
We will have to really, all of us, turn our eyes to Darfur. It's been a neglected region. It's a marginalized region.
Like most of Sudan, he says, it's a region that desperately needs development aid and a share of the expected peace dividend if the North-South agreement is finalized. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.